Welcome to another exciting podcast episode of The Decline and Fall of America. I am Charles Factor, your worldwide podcasting host, broadcasting live from the relatively new studios in Holly Springs, North Carolina. Today we have an interesting and fascinating subject for discussion. We're going to be talking about the mental health crisis for people in their 20s and how they are often being prescribed mental health medication, often after only one doctor's visit or a visit to a nurse practitioner or a physician assistant, and they essentially are being given very powerful mental health pills after often only one doctor's visit, in which they take these pills day after day after day to control their supposed mental illness. But in reality, these pills, which are being given to them by the medical community, are making their mental health worse. That's what we're going to be talking about today. The misuse of prescription pills by people in their 20s to control mental health problems and which only make their mental health worse. Well, let's talk about that today. And is this yet another sign of the decline and fall of America? So I'm going to be reading an article from the New York Post newspaper. New York Post newspaper is one of the oldest newspapers in the United States in continuous publication. We'll be talking about this subject in this article, and then afterwards we'll discuss it, and you can decide if you think this is yet another sign of the decline and fall of America. Here is the article from the New York Post, and you can find the article online if you want to. Quote, by the way, the headline of the article is, "Yes, your 20s are tough, but doctors are making them worse by prescribing quick fix pills," unquote. That's the headline. Here's the article. Quote, "There is a young adult mental health crisis in America. So many 20-somethings are struggling, and as a culture, we're not sure what to think or do," writes Dr. Meg Jay, spelled J-A-Y. She is a developmental clinical psychologist. She has spent 25 years specializing in the treatment of young adult patients. In her new book, which is called The 20-Something Treatment, A Revolutionary Remedy for an Uncertain Age, which is due out on April 9th, she argues that the 20s is an especially difficult decade, and medication can actually make things harder in the long term. Quote, "It's a really, really difficult time because it's the only decade of life where everything is uncertain and everything is unsettled," Jay told the New York Post. Quote, "The brain doesn't like that. It feels stress, makes people feel depressed and anxious. But by medicating rather than learning how to actually deal with the stress of change, young people are setting themselves up for disaster later on." Quote, "The 20-somethings are more likely to be put on medications even after just one visit to their general practitioner," Dr. Jay explained. Quote, "They're often receiving a diagnosis and medication pretty quickly for what are actually developmentally pretty normal and temporary situational stressors." She writes, quote, "We're quick to pathologize them and hold out diagnosis and medications to 20-somethings whose brains and lives are still on the move." Jay's book teaches 20-somethings the importance of being truly social in the social media age and loving despite the risk of heartbreak and making decisive decisions and concentrating on what is more than what if, all of which she says are important pillars of a foundation for a healthy and well-adjusted adult life. Without those skills, people are left to struggle through the uncertainty of their 20s and depend on medication instead of self-actualization. Quote, "Although she has seen 20-something struggle throughout her quarter-century career, Dr. Jay says that medical professionals only more recently began over-prescribing medication to them." Quote, "As long as I've been doing this, the 20s have been a mental health low point," said Jay, a faculty member at the University of Virginia. She says, quote, "It's actually not new that 20-somethings are struggling. It's just new that people are talking about it." She added, quote, "20 years ago, it was pretty rare for clients in my practice to be on medication. Now I think the attitude is more, and the medication only has its upsides." But Dr. Jay, who is also the author of the 2012 bestseller, The Defining Decade, Why the 20s Matter and How to Make the Most of Them Now, argues that 20-somethings more often need a gentle, guiding hand rather than medication. Quote, "In a nutshell, my approach with young adults is skills over pills," she explained. "Whether it's work or love or finance or friends, I try to help 20-somethings develop skills that they need to improve their mental health." That's why her book includes a dozen how-to chapters for life skills, including how to love, how to work, how to be social, how to cook, and even how to have sex. Quote, "There's a lot of research behind the 20s being a developmental sweet spot," Jay explained. quote, a lot of 20-somethings just need a small adjustment or some good advice over or 6 months or a year, and then their lives really transition. And while she, of course, is a proponent practitioner of clinical treatment, she also hopes the 20-something treatment can help people who just need some solid advice. Quote, therapy is really not accessible or affordable for most people. I really wrote the book to try to change that. To say that you don't need a therapist for $200 an hour every single week, maybe I can give you everything I've got right here in this book, Dr. J said. Quote, she told the New York Post that while she's glad that parents and educators and therapists have taken interest in her approach, she wrote the book for 20-somethings themselves. Quote, she said that she hears daily from young people who found that through her books, she can ask whether they can be her client or how to find a therapist who specializes in their age group. Quote, I hope their number one takeaway is hope, Dr. J said. I hear that the 20s are the best years of life. They're probably not going to be. Life gets better as people move through the 20s into the 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond, unquote. Well, there you have it. What are my takeaways from this article? Well, first of all, that a lot of people in their 20s are suffering from mental health crises. And was that caused by social media? Was that caused by cell phone addictions? Was that caused by the pandemic? Or was that caused by bad parenting? Who the heck knows? But the 20 kids in the 20s are suffering from a mental health crisis, particularly the women. And they are rushing to their doctors and their therapists and their psychiatrists and their nurse practitioners and their physician assistants, anyone who can write a prescription. And often after only one visit, they're being diagnosed and being given very powerful medications, which they then start taking on a daily basis to control their mental health problems. But the problem, as this clinical therapist shows, Dr. J shows, is that these medications often make the mental health crisis worse. In other words, since when is popping drugs the solution to any problem, right? Well, Americans have a strong confidence in the ability of drugs to solve problems. And yet we have over 100,000 overdoses every year, of deaths, that is, and probably 10 times that number of overdoses where people are brought back using Narcan. And then on top of that, you have people wandering the streets and filling our prisons who are severely deranged and mentally ill. Well, if all this new medication has been so successful, then why the explosion of mental health problems? Or is it, just like Dr. J is saying, people are being given medication that's not doing them any good, and in fact, it's harming them. They go to someone they trust, and they shouldn't be trusting them, who's making money off their visits, and all of a sudden they walk away with a diagnosis and prescription for pills, basically telling them that their mental health problems are not their problems anymore. These pills will solve the problems. Right? And boy, doesn't everyone want to hear that, right? That their own problems are not caused by themselves. Oh, and a little pill can make it all go away. But as Dr. J shows in this article, the pills don't make the problem go away. It just masks the problem. It hides it. It covers it up. It makes the mental health worse. And the person acts out more and more again and again, often creating strain with their family and friends and their coworkers. Because the person's mentally ill, but instead of trying to develop skills, they're taking pills. And as Dr. J says, what these people really need isn't pills. They need to develop their own skills. But as you and I know, that would require personal accountability and personal responsibility and acceptance of the fact that they are the cause of their own problems. It's a hard thing for people to admit. But that's the case. You have a lot of 20-somethings walking around blaming everyone else in the world for the problems that they themselves are creating and then taking pills to cover it up. And as Dr. J says, they don't need pills. They need to develop skills. Well, I happen to agree with Dr. J. Do you? Or do you see this lack of accountability, this lack of personal responsibility, this over-reliance in medication and popping pills to cover, mask, and hide problems, do you think this is just yet another sign of the decline and fall of America? I'm Charles Factor, your worldwide podcasting host, wishing you a great day.